Hello, everybody. Welcome to Secret Keepers Club. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Carly Aquilino.
I'm Emma Willman.
We're so happy that you're here.
Yes.
We're so happy to be back. It hasn't been a full month since we've been back. The last time we were here, we recorded 4 episodes, so
yep.
A month worth of episodes, and only 2 of them have aired so far. So we're only 2 weeks behind.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, like behind, not behind schedule or anything, but when you hear this, it's
we
2
like
weeks
to store
before.
Them up so we never miss an episode.
Right, because since the last time we were in, we went to San Francisco, we shot a pilot out there.
Oh my God, yeah, we haven't recorded since then.
Right.
We went to San Francisco, and this time last week...
We were in L.A.
We were in L.A., literally in cryotherapy.
Crying and cryo.
Crying and cryo. I screamed like a stuck pig.
Emma, I've never heard someone scream that loud, including children and newborn babies.
I didn't think I would be more brave.
You were so loud, and everybody could hear you. Like, it sounded like the girl that was working with us on this other pilot that we were working on, she was like, it sounded like a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Like, it fully sounded like a slaughterhouse.
I'm surprised that I just didn't keep it together since this was a public space.
There was so many people in there, and then you.
And they were coming out of their little tanks to be like, what's going
on? Like, is she okay? And then the owner of the salon was there helping
us.
And they're getting
out of their cages.
Yeah. You screamed, they're getting out of their cages. And then you said, I really don't like this. I really don't like this. And you were shouting it. And I'm like, there's people here paying so much money to do this. And you're like, I fucking hate this. Like, telling the owner to her face that she sucks.
This is the worst thing I've ever done.
But
I hate this.
But then you were like, I want to do it again. And then we did it again. And you were like, why would anybody do this? I'm like, Em, you just said you wanted to do it again. And then when we got out of the tank the second time, again, you said you wanted to do it.
And I've been thinking about it ever since then because I felt great.
I slept like a baby that night.
My skin felt better. My back felt really good. And I asked my chiropractor about it. Because he's usually like not... I've asked him about like vitamin drips and stuff. And he's like, yeah, placebo. And he says that is great.
The cryo.
He said it's
great. What about
great.
The sweat lodge? Because we also did an urban sweat lodge.
This shit is so LA.
This is some LA shit where it's like there's so many people in there. And it's like they have offices.
They have offices
in New York. No, they don't have jobs.
Like
there was
like
two ladies in there that were like, I come here every day. First of all, the procedure that we got, it's 2 minutes long and it costs $65.
That's crazy.
So you're coming here every day and spending
$65 for 2 minutes for what?
I see once a month.
You can get a pass though. So then if they pay $2.99 or something like that.
Too much money.
To be cold. Just go put your butt in the freezer.
Go to the fucking gym.
Yeah, open your... I said that when we...
Go to the fucking gym.
They had us in individual tanks, and then they put us in one together, which, why do they have that?
First of all, it's called a chamber.
Yeah.
Change the name.
I'm getting bad vibes. And what was the nationality of the owner?
Before she...
she was... You know, like, she shouldn't have a chamber,
There's never, like, it's always, like, torture chamber.
Yeah, it's not
like,
good.
I guess, like, a sex chamber, but still, not great stuff going on in a sex chamber, I'm assuming, from what I've read in books.
That's, you have to sign a waiver before you go into the sex chamber.
Yeah.
We
had to sign a waiver to go into that shit.
Yep.
So I might die? Cool, yeah,
for sure.
For a reason. Let's get this pilot shot. Fucking kill me.
Anything for the gram. But they have it where it's like this like two person one where you go in and then it gets your face. But I wonder why they like
that one was so uncomfortable.
Two people want to go in? Because you wouldn't want to do. It's not like a great thing to do with a friend, as we, you know what I mean?
Because you were flailing your arms and we're both standing there naked. I'm like, Emma, just stand fucking still. You're blowing the cold air all around you because you were waving your arms up and down like. And I'm like, you're blowing it all over in my face.
And I was like, we should just start working out.
Yeah.
And then I ran out and
ran out
the crew
naked.
Saw me like, yeah, like.
And I was behind
and I'm
her. And the
shy with that stuff.
The smoke, not that day. The frost was still in my eyes, so you couldn't see foot in front of you in that chamber. And Emma runs out, and I'm like standing there naked, because it's like you can't breathe. It's so uncomfortable. And Emma runs out, and I go, is the door open?
It had been open for like 10 seconds.
It had been open,
and
then
Carly was like, the door's
staring,
not open, is it?
Squinting my eyes with my pussy out. I'm like, is the door open? Oh, good. Cool. So the not only did a whole crew see this, they have it on tape. Good. Yay.
The worst part is, too, I was Carly's guest. So it was like, it's like her show. And she's like, I'm going to bring my friend on. So it's like, and here's my friend. And then I fucking tore that shit. They're like, oh, just like.
They loved it, though. I mean, talk about content.
Talk about content.
But
like, where do you meet most of your friends?
I can't wait to see the cut of that. But also then after we did the show was we went to the cryotherapy and then we went to an urban sweat lodge.
Yeah.
And I was the opposite. I was fine during cryotherapy.
And they wrap you up like a little burrito in the urban sweat lodge.
Right. And you lay down for an hour. And it's so hot. Like
it's
the
so
first
intense.
5 minutes, you're like, oh, this is so nice and warm. Like I kind of want one of these. And then after that, you're like, I want my skull out of my body.
I
want all
it.
My bones to come out because I'm so fucking hot right now. I couldn't see.
It literally
the way,
cooks you.
The but way you were
you
at cryo, I was at, no, I got cranky.
Well, but you got cranky.
I got like, get me the fuck. I'm laying there for an hour.
But you
I
didn't disturb any other customers.
I can't lay. Well, there were no customers. They closed down for us.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
If
otherwise, I would have
been
like, hey, bitches, what the fuck are you doing here?
Is anybody else
do you have a job?
Because I am. And then the people are like wrapped in. So they're like, can you make her stop talking to me?
Right, exactly.
Like, what do you do? And you can watch. You can watch TV in there. So you just like wrapped in like a burrito watching TV, which sounds.
I mean, it's fun. But it's also.
I would do them both again in a heartbeat.
I wouldn't. Not in a heartbeat.
Not in a heartbeat. If someone else paid for it, I mean, it's a lot. You kind of want to do it with a friend. The only thing I don't understand doing with a friend is going into the
chamber. Right.
I mean, or you don't want to do that with like your boyfriend or girlfriend. That's like a weird couple's
activity.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm not trying to do that ever again.
It was
just so unbearable.
Isn't it bad for men? Because wouldn't it freeze off their penis?
Freeze your penis? Oh, like turn it into a popsicle?
Yeah.
I don't know if it would freeze their penis off. My nipples didn't fall off.
That's
I mean,
true.
My vagina didn't fall
but your
out.
Nipples and vagina are not like as long as a penis.
How do you know that? My nipples are both the size of penises.
My bad. Because I'm natural. Fair enough.
Ew, imagine if
that
I had dicks on my boobs.
That would be, you would make so much money.
Oh, God, I would make
the
so,
amount of money.
You know how much money
so,
I would
you wouldn't
sell.
Be here right now.
Yeah, no.
You'd be so rich.
No, I'd be in a mansion.
Yeah, that
jerking
been...
off my boobs. Wearing condoms on my boobs.
Just totally winning. So that's what we were doing this time last Tuesday.
Literally to this minute last Tuesday, we were out doing that
and
shit.
And I felt so great afterwards.
Oh, I was like on
a
high
bucks.
The rest of the night. Like my boyfriend came to my hotel room and because he was out in LA working and I was like, oh, when you get back from work, just come to my hotel room. He like came back and I was like, hi! Like I was so happy. Like
I got frozen and then I got cooked.
Yeah,
what
like,
did you do today?
He's like, you're being so silly. Like I was just like,
I'm just glad I can feel my face right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna eat you. So I was all excited. I was in a great mood. I slept like a fucking baby.
Did you have more energy for the rest of the last couple days? I did too. And then when I flew in from LA, I got really tired and then I ended up sleeping at Newark Airport for like 4 hours.
Right, that's right. When you were in New York where you live, you slept in the airport after you landed at the airport in a corner with all your belongings like a homeless person.
That's what I felt like.
Yeah,
I mean
that's
no offense to homeless people. I know that not to belittle the homeless.
It's not offensive.
I mean,
what it is.
It's what I felt like.
Because that would be something you would do if you did not have a home.
Right. I like crawled out. I walked out of the airplane. That would have been dramatic. I walked out. I ran out naked just like in the chamber.
Just like I thought I was always supposed to do this now. Every time I leave something.
I walked out and then I was like, oh, I'm so tired. And then I slept. But the amount that I slept was embarrassing.
4 hours is a nap.
I maybe slept five.
That's a full night's sleep.
It was a lot. It was enough that when the art therapist texted and was like, are you back at your place?
You could call her your girlfriend.
My girlfriend. When my girlfriend said, are you back at your place? I was, she's like, you've left Newark, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. But I was.
You were like, I actually like it here a lot.
I live here now.
I live here. I'm sitting down eating lunch.
My
with
mom
my new
snapped
friends.
At me for calling her the art therapist. I'm going to make up her name, say her name is Kim, which is not. But my mom, I said something about the art therapist. She goes, why do you call her the art therapist? And I was like, I don't know. It's just what I call her. And also, like, if I talk about her on a podcast, I don't want to use her real name. Her real name is Kim.
Kim.
And then my mom was like, she said something where she was like, oh, okay, so the art therapist. And I was like, well, you can call her Kim. And she's like, you just said her name was the art therapist. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Aye, aye, aye. So she just got mad about one thing, flipped it. And now my mom's on a road trip with her friend Nancy.
Wow.
Yeah, and she sent
your mom's such a G.
She's so...
I want to be your mom when I get older.
If I can find the picture. She sent the picture.
Your phone's on the floor. Under, all the way under the table. How'd that happen?
I don't even know how I did it. She sent me a picture with her and her friend Nancy, which, if I'm allowed to show everybody, I
want
to
be my mom and your mom. Wow. It's them.
They're in, like, Wisconsin or something.
In, like, one of those cutouts where you could put your face through it and it looks like a photo and they both look like ears of corn.
Yeah, and it says, acting corny, world's only corn palace. Oh, they're in South Dakota.
Ooh, I would like to go to the world's only corn palace.
I can see why there's only one. Yeah. I mean, I can see there's not a lot of competition.
I can't imagine it being in high demand, but...
My corn palace is number two. Oh, North Dakota, South Dakota. God.
I mean, it's far.
I've never been there.
No, me neither. North Dakota and South Dakota are like the only two places I haven't been in the country.
Yeah.
And I always say that. And people are like, have you been here? And I'm like, yeah. Have you been here?
Yep. Yeah. Sure have.
Is that North Dakota or South Dakota?
Where were you when you were at the club that there was a shooting at the club? And not, this is not a reference to the sexual act.
No, there was a, yeah, right. That Not where I got shot up in the club. Yeah. Not when somebody shot up my club. You know what I'm saying?
There was a literal shooting, like bang, bang.
You were
somewhere. And there was like a shooting and they still had the show, right?
Yeah, it was a shooting right outside of the club.
Was it in Ohio?
No, it wasn't in Ohio. I want to say it was in...
Who gets so mad at a comedy club that they shoot? So maybe it was unrelated.
I think it was unrelated, and then I called the club. There was, like, my hotel was right next to the club, and... There were so many cops and ambulances and shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I went down to go get a coffee in the lobby, and they were like, there was a shooting outside. I'm like, cool. God. So I called the club, and I'm like, hi, is the show still on? They were like, why wouldn't it be? I was like, because someone got shot outside and probably died. And they were like, oh. Yeah, no, the show's going on.
Oh, that.
We're letting people in.
That was your opening act.
Oh, good, good. So I don't remember where that was.
That's
though.
Crazy.
Ugh.
There's something about, like, if it's New York or something, you're like, all right. But when you go someplace else and there's a shooting, it's much
more
disturbing.
More desolate, especially if they're like, there's a killer on the loose.
Right.
You're like, cool. Okay, so you want to jump into these questions?
Yeah, and if there's anybody from North or South Dakota, let us know what it's like over there.
Yeah, definitely give us a description. There was one that was like an update.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it was for the mama's boy girl.
Oh,
and
great.
I just sent it to myself. Where the fuck is it?
I do that all the time.
I always do this, and I'm like, oh, update on the mama's boy.
There
here we go.
Go.
Hey, ladies, thanks for reading my first email about dating with my guy who had serious mommy issues. Do you remember this?
I totally remember this. So remember his mom, like, went to New Orleans when they were going there.
Showed
up at the hotel. Didn't want him to move with her and, like, didn't want him to move near his job.
Want,
and she always wants them to come over every single, like, Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and she was also, like, shunning the girl. It was, like, a very crazy, toxic thing. Okay, so hey, ladies, thanks for reading my first email. Well, guess what? He dumped me.
Whoa.
He
and he's now with his
dumped
mother.
Dumped me. I tried to look past it and make it work, and he dumped me.
I've got
Why
a theory.
Do you ask? Because he can't be in a successful relationship with someone his mother, oh my God, someone his mother doesn't approve of. It would just make his life too difficult. So he dumped me because his mom didn't like me. He's 28 years old. Like, it happened 2 weeks ago, and all I can do is laugh. Can you say dodged a bullet? I'm now single and totally loving the single life. No psychotic mothers and pussy-ass mama's boys to deal with. Life is great. I'm free. Just thought I would update you. Love you, girls, and the podcast is absolutely makes my week. So now that I'm single, instead of a fuck, marry, kill, how about some suggestions for a funny and witty new Tinder bio for me. This girl's ready to get back out there. This is fun.
Are you good at those? I'm so bad.
Mine?
I'm so bad.
Was popping.
Mine was awful.
Oh my God, mine was
mine
so
was
good.
So bad. Mine was literally like, I don't like Tinder. I hate Tinder, except for I wanted to tell you guys this. Mm-hmm. I got a message because I was swiping around for a while and I wasn't getting a lot of matches for whatever reason.
I remember that.
I did have a picture of me getting
covered
shot.
Covered in blood.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I thought was artistic, but came to find out people thought it was horrifying.
Right.
Anyway.
I mean, you know, how would you know if you didn't put it up there?
I thought it was a conversation starter, but I guess it was, people couldn't tell it was a TV set, so it just looked like I was
it looked
covered
like
in
you,
I was covered in blood.
You were, it was a photo of you sitting on the floor looking dead and covered in blood.
Next to someone I had shot.
Next to someone who you had shot. So
in the show, but I thought that people would assume it was a TV show.
Some would assume it was a TV show. Some would assume it's a confession.
Yeah, no one assumed it was a TV show. Not one.
Yeah.
Not one person.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
One person wrote me the other day and was like, hey, like we matched on Tinder and then I forgot about you. It happens. But then I saw your billboard in West Hollywood and I wanted to see if you wanted to get that drink. And to you, I say, fuck
off.
You. Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck you.
Oh, you saw me on a billboard,
yeah.
Bitch?
Isn't that a good reminder of a motherfucker?
Yeah,
you fucking.
That you didn't answer me on Tinder.
Yeah. Also, just, first of all, I'm in a relationship, so I'm not interested. But second of all, if you're going to hit someone up, don't say you forgot them. Because guess what? I never remembered you in the first goddamn place.
Who is she? I don't know her.
Fuck
That's
off.
What I would say.
I'm not respond. I mean, I wouldn't respond
also,
anyway, but I was like.
Pff. Yeah, cool. Pff. Fuck off.
Fuck off. But yeah, we would, I guess Carly can do a Tinder bio.
My Tinder bio, well, I never was on Tinder, but my
never,
bio.
Never, why?
No.
I love a Tinder.
I was never on Tinder. I was on that app that shall remain nameless because
right.
I don't want to
you're not allowed to
get
say
kicked
it,
out of the secret society over here.
Isn't that
but
Illuminati-ish?
It's very Illuminati-ish, but it protects people's privacy and that's the whole point of it. And I appreciate it and understand it because that specific app, if you screenshot people, you get kicked. Off.
I know. I almost got kicked off many a time.
Yeah. And I remember, like, I saw someone on there and I was like, oh my God.
Yep.
And I screenshotted it and it was like, bitch.
Yep.
Don't you fucking do it again.
It seriously does that.
Yeah.
I saw someone on the exact same thing, which is exactly why they have that. And I went, holy shit.
And I
screen
told
grab,
you, when you got
don't
on.
Do that. Yep. You when, did. You said, don't screen grab.
When you got on, I said, don't try and screenshot because they'll kick you off. Like, if you really talk about it, they kick you off.
Right.
They've done it to someone that we actually know. But
that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Like, you were talking about us?
Right.
You're out.
So that's why I'm not going to say,
what
even though
your,
I'm in a relationship, I'm not going to say.
What was your bio on that?
My bio was, I switched it up. I switched it up.
Mine
it was,
sucked. If you could give her tips, like what are tips on how to write a good
first
bio?
First of all, anytime you're talking to someone online, the more chill and like cool you could be, the better. Like if you're like, I'm not saying like try really hard,
right.
But like if you're just like, whatever, I know this is corny. Like I hate those bullshit. Like
that's how,
oh, well, if you could fucking travel to anywhere in the world, where would you go? How about die?
Yeah.
How about die? I would go to your funeral. Because die.
If I could go anywhere, I'd go
if
to your
I
funeral.
If I could go anywhere,
how's that
I
for
would
fun?
Go
Let's get coffee.
To your funeral.
The art therapist's profile was so good, and it was super casual. She was like, I'm excited about people,
chill.
But ambivalent about this.
Yeah, see, my like bio on that was, for a little bit, it was, I have both Hulu and Netflix, not bragging.
That's cute.
That was cute. And that always, and then guys would like message me and be like, you don't have Amazon or like whatever.
Right.
Like, it's like a cute like little thing. Like just like, and I'm not fucking going into it and being like, I do this, I enjoy this, and I
right.
like to, I,
you, right.
or
big
it's like,
coffee drinker.
And then,
fucking,
yeah.
sure,
and then,
choke
the,
on it.
There's people who are like, I love traveling.
Right.
Okay.
Guess what?
So you're a human?
Right. Most people do.
So that's that.
So like, you think
and then
avoid
there was a,
travel.
And
once.
Then I put a Papa Roach quote, which is, cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
No, I
and
thought
that
was edgy.
That is edgy. And that was on my profile when I met my boyfriend.
And so guys responded to that.
So he was like, yeah.
You gotta be real cute to put that up there,
listen,
though, don't you think?
You gotta be like,
because if I saw a girl had that, I'd be like, ugh. But that's because it's like, if a gay girl has that, then it's more likely like she's like in a poetry team.
No, it's funny.
Or something like
it's
that.
It's funny
not
because number one,
it.
It's Papa Roach.
Right.
Number two, it's like a kind of like talking about online dating. Like, hey, this is my
right.
last resort. If this doesn't work out, I'm moving to the mountains and I'm going to fucking start some type of
hilarious.
Business up there. Yeah. I'm going to have an Etsy shop and I'm going to sell fucking, I'm going to refurbish chairs.
I'm painting snail
and,
shells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm making necklaces out of like the things that I find in the garbage. Okay, that's my new job. If I don't find someone in fucking 2 months, I'm moving to upstate New York.
I'm moving to the hills.
I'm moving to the hills.
But see, when that, I thought that that was really funny to cut my life into pieces. But that is, I'm trying to, since I know you, then that also makes me see it as hilarious.
But only cool people would be like,
right.
Only cool people would understand that. So I'm filtering people out in
That's
the beginning.
That's true. Because if people think that you're serious, you got to have, what kind of pictures did you have?
I had no pictures of me on TV or doing stand-up right. or anything like that. I maybe
See,
had one doing...
I had one of me at the GLAAD Awards, and that didn't work because they kept kicking me off because they were kept saying... They were like, we don't think this is... like basically, like, we don't think this is you. They thought that I was pulling the picture from online. And I was like, are you implying that, like, because I was right. like, that awards show, I wouldn't be on Tinder? Because guess what? I'm lonelier than you think I am.
Right. Hey, guess what?
I'm here, too.
It's I'm this not too good list. For this. Yeah. I'm exactly this good.
Right. This is... I was a plus one. Please, give me a break.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But I think that you gotta, like, people are so corny. You gotta filter out the cornies. Yeah. And then, and
especially for guys, give them something. Because girls usually want the guy to be the first one to write something. So give them something to talk about. So if you say, I've got Hulu and Netflix, not bragging, then it gives them
exactly.
a line.
It's like a cute little whatever. Like, I didn't have any, my pictures were just like silly kind of, and a couple like, I don't even remember. I didn't really put that much thought into my pictures because I'm kind of like, let's aim low.
Right.
And then he'll be surprised
True.
when I arrive
yeah,
and
don't
I don't
upsell.
And I'm not wearing a shirt that says pooping is cool.
Right.
Because that's what my main profile picture was.
I love my mom.
I wore a shirt that said pooping is cool.
Amen.
Amen.
And there's different rules for guys and girls with it too. Because although I think it'd be funny if a guy had that same kind of, I like Hulu and Netflix not bragging.
Yeah, and then because it's a good conversation starter. Like, I had a lot of guys just being like, oh, well, I have, you
right.
know, Prime, or like, what about fucking HBO
I
Go?
Said,
and I'm like, give me your password. First of all, give me your password.
True. Yeah.
All
right,
give me
let's
your
get
password.
Married. Fair enough.
I mean, honestly,
Sold.
That's the whole point that I'm on this app is so I can get an HBO Go password.
You've won.
Yeah.
I said Backstreet or NSYNC, and no girls responded to that.
I mean, they're all monsters.
Really?
They don't deserve you.
Thank you.
If
so you thought
not
that was a good question?
That. Yes.
Yeah, I said Backstreet or NSYNC. Yeah, I thought it was cute, too. Maybe I did Backstreet and then the little emoji, like, going towards Backstreet and NSYNC, and I forgot to ask the question. I don't quite recall. But no one
that
people,
might be
that
why
been
nobody
it.
Answered it.
Because I was flabbergasted at that I was having so many problems. But then the person who's now my girlfriend, she gave something specific in her profile I could like say something about. You
oh.
want to give the men something they can talk about so they feel empowered.
Something really cool and interesting that I had to run by Emma. And you guys, if you're wondering this, now we're all gonna learn together.
Ooh.
I remember asking you because I was like thinking about Bumble and I'm like, the girl always has to message the guy. And then like, what if they're lesbians?
Right.
What if they're lesbians?
I don't know. No one messaged. I didn't get any Bumble traction. Nothing. I downloaded it.
That's
and then
right.
It didn't work.
And I asked you, I said, can you just, you
confused.
Guys are all wacky willy messaging?
Right.
Each
it's
other?
Just wacky willy dildo.
It's wacky willy dildo. Wacky willy DM
it's
time.
It's the Wild West out here.
The Wild, Wild West.
I don't know how it works. I don't think Bumble's like oriented towards lesbians. I guess.
Well, it definitely. I mean, I
There's
think
There's got to
so.
Be lesbians on it. There was an app called Her, but I like got confused by that. Tinder's been the best. I've had two girlfriends from Tinder.
Yeah.
Quality.
A few
too.
Of my good friends are in like full-blown relationships from Tinder. I never got into Tinder. I don't really know why. I just was like I didn't know. I've heard a lot of good things about it, and I also heard a lot of horror stories, so I never took that plunge. And now I'm never
right.
going to need to because I'm in love, and I'm
She's
in love with my
married.
Boyfriend. I'm
yeah.
going to marry
So
him.
It's, so, our, it's oh! over.
By
you
the
should
way,
have messaged her when you had the chance.
Yeah, motherfuckers. Later. By the way, I was at San Gennaro Feast on Sunday.
What is that? That's a big Italian
it's
festival?
It's an Italian festival. Yeah,
celebrating
my boyfriend.
Who? The saint?
Celebrating, yeah.
Saint San Gennaro?
San Gennaro,
Love
yeah.
Love that name.
Yeah, and I used to go all the time when I was like a kid with my family, but my boyfriend and I were like in Soho, and we just were like, oh, I was like, oh, shit, San Gennaro's
yep.
here. And
it's a big festival in New York.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I met a listener from Secret Keepers Club
really?
On the street in San Gennaro. And I was like, she was like, hi. And I was like, oh, hi. She was with her boyfriend. She was like, I listen. And I try to get him to listen. I'm like, he's not going to listen,
he's
girl.
Listen,
like, let's
yeah.
like try. Like,
right.
He's not going to listen. And he was kind of nodding like, yeah, no, I'm not
going to listen. Yeah.
But she was super cute. Her name was Desiree.
How
Shout
did
out
she
to Desiree.
Stop you? Did she, was she like Secret Keepers Club? Or what
she
did
just
she...
said, Carly. And I went, hi.
Right.
You know, because I always like to like meet people
totally.
And stuff like that. So I
That's
had
so
said
fun.
yeah, I had, and I was with my boyfriend. And I said, this is my boyfriend. And she was like, oh, hi. Yeah. And then when we were walking away, when him and I were walking away, I was like, I've like said some shit on the podcast that like people like will definitely be excited to meet
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Because I've been like, I'm in love with him. Like he, and then like the last, not the last episode we recorded, but the one that just aired, I was like, he like, or the one that aired 2 weeks ago, I talked about like his penis, I think. And I was like, oh, they know about you.
And you, did you talk about that he hung stuff up? Remember he was going to hang a bunch of stuff up?
Yeah, and I talked good things. I talked about just all good things.
Right.
So I was like,
you're
going
to be giving him the thumbs up.
I was glad to meet her, and she like she was cute. She was really cute. So guys, we love you.
Yeah, I love just saying hi.
Last week when I was at New York Comedy Club, two girls came out to the show that
really?
Listened to Secret Keepers Club.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, and
that's
they were
so
super
fun.
Cool. I texted you about it, I think.
That's so fun. I love meeting people from I love meeting people from the show. It's always interesting when someone recognizes you, too, from something that's audio.
It's just, yeah, it's just so cool because it's like, we, like, just want to have
fun
here.
Yeah, and
it's
so personal, too.
It's
so
personal.
Then it's like, I do feel like, you know.
I feel like we're all friends, honestly.
Yep.
I really feel like.
If you like the show, then chances are we probably would be friends in
real
life.
We would be friends.
Because you can't be that. You know about my butt worms.
Oh, right. You know about Emma's butt worms.
Some of my, like, actually, no one really knew about that.
Your mom knew about
it. My mom did. You know, I was re-listening to the episode, and when I first told you about it, I go, I had butt worms one time, and then towards the end, I go, I had it a bunch of times. But when I listened to it the first time, and I was like, well, one time I had, and then when I was listening to it, I was like, that's weird that I lied, because I was like, I didn't have it one time, I had it like a bunch of times, and then later in the episode, I was like, I had it a bunch of times, and I was like, oh, okay, good, I was honest.
That's so funny, you were like, I only lied for like a half hour.
Yeah, I was like, that's weird that I like lied, because I went out of my way to be like, well, one time, I had these things.
Yeah,
and then,
but you ease into it.
Yeah.
You let it simmer.
It's a big
for a
statement.
Okay, so good luck on Tinder. We wish you well. You're going to be fine. You're going to be great. And honestly, I feel like just like a little bit of like my opinion on this whole thing with the mama's boy. One girl, he's never going to find someone that his mom likes.
It's going to be some kind of soft abuse.
Let him go. Let him go. He's going to be 45 years old.
And pity the fool who gets roped into that.
No one's going to.
Or if they do, then oof.
Oof.
They're going to have they're either going to have absolutely no personality. There's no way the mom's not going to like anybody.
The mom's never going to like someone, and no woman should put up with that type of psychotic behavior. It's so toxic. Relationships are hard enough to begin with, and then like
let
with that on top of
mom.
It. And
I've
then
never
he's
going to
dump her?
Yeah. Ugh.
Fucking
yeah, he didn't even dump her. His mom dumped her to him because he has no like personality of his own.
Something tells me this is not the first time this has happened to this guy.
This is creepy, don't you think?
It's very creepy.
It makes me think of like some kind
some Oedipus shit.
Yeah, and you know, whenever you see those horror movies, like where it's like there's a serial killer, when they do the flashbacks of how I got that way, it's always something with the mom usually.
Yeah, there's like, weird. He wouldn't be a good husband. He wouldn't be like it's time to just move on.
That's how horror movies start. The mom showing up on vacation. Why didn't you invite me?
Right.
That's like
crazy.
And then he gets there was that one with
Psycho.
The motel. Norman Bates.
Psycho.
Yep. Psycho. He's a psycho.
She's a psycho.
The mom. Yeah.
What is it, Psycho?
They're fucking crazy town.
Freaking crazy.
Guard yourself.
But I will say that people like that, like experiences like that, where you really care about someone and it doesn't work out, that's setting you up for the person that you're going to be with forever.
Totally.
So that's the thing.
Yeah, that's important
to
remember.
Is a learning experience.
Yeah.
Every date you go on, even if it's just one date, every time you hang out with someone, don't, you know, or date them for a couple
months.
You're
going to learn something.
You learn and you take a piece of that and you're like, okay, this is what I want.
Yep.
This is what I don't want. And this is what I won't put up with.
I hate when someone says that they feel like someone will be like, oh, that person wasted my time. And it's like, no, they didn't waste your time.
No one wasted your time. Nothing is a waste of time. I mean, there's different ways to think about it, but that's true. Like, if someone does waste your time, quote unquote, because
then you can learn from it.
You learn from
it.
So it really is, you know.
And it can be like, this person's wasting my time, but then when you get out of it, then it didn't waste your time.
You'll never fucking do that again.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's the learning experience.
You're like, I'm going to reclaim my time.
If you're letting someone push you around and shit, like, obviously, metaphorically.
Right. Yeah.
And you put up with that, you're never going to put up with that again.
Right.
Because you're like, I know how this is going to end. It's not going to end well.
Yeah.
But you'll find someone and keep us updated.
Please.
Okay. Next question. Trouble with my girlfriends / Simpsons FMK. By the way, you guys, I'm sorry I cough.
Oh, Simpsons FMK. Like, this got it.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Yep.
By the way, I'm sorry that I cough. I didn't realize that I cough so much. People have been complaining about me coughing.
I don't notice you coughing.
There was, I guess, a couple of episodes where I was coughing.
It's an odd thing to complain
also,
about.
Also, I got a few messages about it, and I'm like, guys, we, like, work when we're sick.
Yeah.
So, but also I have, like, you know, I don't know.
I don't think, but I'm sorry. Really notice any coughing.
I just coughed right now, and that made me think about it, but
all right. Wow. That's like a harsh
and
thing.
And it's making
to...
me want to cough more because I'm like thinking like, don't fucking cough. Okay. So, hi, Carly and Emma. I love you too. And the podcast is seriously hilarious. Thank you so much. We love you too. My problem is with a group of girls I've been friends with for quite some time. I really enjoy their company.
I'll start doing it too. So then it's like they won't know which one of us is doing it. So you don't have to take all the heat.
Yeah.
This is what the podcast can be right now.
That's how you cough?
No, I cough. It's like a donkey. I don't know why I just did that, actually. You're right.
It's a donkey.
No, I cough like...
Wow, that's a very, like, I'm auditioning to be coughing.
You're right.
No, like, that's a very, you know... That's a good one.
Yeah.
My problem is with a group of girls I've been friends with for quite some time. I really enjoy their company, but I'm worried that I'm outgrowing them a bit. For reference, we're all in our 30s and all live in different areas in the same state, with the exception of two of the girls. They tend to host most of our get-togethers. I don't have a space to do so, and they've outwardly said they don't like my city. Because we are in different cities, sometimes it's really hard for me to attend, and more often I do not. They all work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and my job depends on working evenings and weekends. I also live paycheck to paycheck, which makes it harder since I don't get any paid time off. So for them, I understand it's just a hangout on a Saturday night, but for me, I have to get 2 days off work, drive a couple hours, spend money on a night out. And since I'm old now, usually spend a couple days recovering. Girl, hear that.
Yep.
Honestly, I'm a little over it. I have also somewhat recently met the love of my life.
Ooh,
congrats.
That's a way to put things in perspective when you're like, I don't want to be doing something.
Right, exactly. I have obviously been spending a lot of time with him lately. And yes, I admit to choosing to spend time with him more. For example, I decided to stay in my city and spend New Year's Eve with him this year instead of going to visit them. Yeah, girl, that dick, girl.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Wacky,
like, we're on
wacky
your
willy
side.
Dildo time.
Yeah, it's wacky willy wee wee time.
Wacky willy wee wee time. Anytime. Don't say that to him.
Don't
call
it
a wee wee.
I've learned that the hard
way. Yeah, don't. They, oh my God.
They don't like it.
No, for good reason. God.
I get their disappointment, but the bar scene isn't really him, and I wanted to spend the holiday together. I don't feel bad for that. I would really hate for our friendship to end, but they seem to have little interest in doing anything other than going out and partying when we all get together. I'm really bored with this lifestyle, but I don't want to hurt their feelings and say that, but it's becoming more obvious that I have been making it out for the that I haven't been making it out for these occasions. What do you think I should do? XOXO, bad girlfriend. Okay, you're not a bad girlfriend.
Yeah, you're not a bad girlfriend. It's so easy when you're outsider. We're on this one. It's easy when you're an outsider to be like, oh no, like you're not doing anything wrong. Like, they're not having that same consideration for you whatsoever.
Exactly. They're not going out of their way for you, so why do you feel the obligation to do that for them? I understand that two of them live in the same city, but if you're gonna straight up say like, I'm not going to your place because I just don't like the area you live in. Okay, well, one time you should.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, one time out of 5 times
also,
I go over there.
In your 30s, how often do you get to see? There's some friends that I see every couple years. Like,
exactly.
How often do you need to see someone? And someone that's a good friend I hope they didn't give you a hard time for spending time with your boyfriend. Because if
on New Year's
they did,
Eve?
They're complete haters.
Yeah, they're
in every sense
haters.
Of the word.
You,
like, how single are they? Not that there's anything wrong with being single whatsoever, but that doesn't make you a hater at all, but they must be so
Yeah.
You know.
I was going to say that because if they were in relationships,
they
would,
like,
understand and be doing the same thing. It seems like they're like, oh, well, you're going to ditch us for your boyfriend. Yeah, girl, we're not in 7th grade.
Yeah.
Like, you're in your 30s.
Right.
Like, live your life. Move on with your
life.
You're allowed to be in love with someone and spend as much time with that person
as
you want.
And going out and getting shit-faced with your friends, the recovery time in your body and wanting to save money and all that stuff. Meet them if someone won't meet you for lunch or a breakfast, then it's not your real friend.
Right, exactly.
It's just a drinking friend.
Yeah.
And it's like...
And it's true.
You can get a million of those. It's someone you would want to also talk to on the phone or...
Yeah.
And they should want to be able to talk on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
They're holding you to a weird standard.
Right. It's also like...
like, you do. Why do friends do friends, quote unquote?
You do have to like grow out of that. I think guys kind of go through the same thing because it's like,
yeah, or it's like their boys,
you know,
from
their
college,
boys getting married,
then, right.
And like they're all the like the guys that hang out together, and then their boys like getting like engaged or something, and it's like, oh, you fucking. Oh, you're fucking Uncle Naftali. You can't go to strip club.
Right.
Fucking idiots.
Wasn't there someone that wrote in that said that her husband did? Oh, no. This was on morning radio. Someone wrote in and said that her and her fiance were having a problem because he had done something on, I think it was like his bachelor party, which is something you hear like regularly. And he didn't want to. And then he found out later that she found out later that it had happened. And like, how do you deal with it?
That may have been on the pilot of this. That
yeah,
never
maybe
aired.
It was. Okay. That was
never
a good
aired.
Question.
Yeah. That never aired. That was the pilot for Secret Keepers Club that we had to do internally to send to iTunes and to the producers and the stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
do you remember that one?
Yes.
And then she was like, whatever it was, then she was like upset about it. But he was like, I just got wrapped up.
And they had already gotten married.
Right.
And she was like, I just can't deal with this. I think that people's friends say a lot about them.
Yeah.
And it is a reflection on who you are. I think that sometimes you have friends from like when you're a kid that you're like, ah, oh, this person, like if I met them now in life, I probably wouldn't like really vibe with them. But since I've known them forever, I think that will, you know,
that's
kind of
nice.
Like changes the perspective of it, like to have a lifelong friend.
Yep.
But to me,
because that's kind of grounding. That's like a check in where that's nice. But you don't need to have friends that hold you to a high standard, too.
Yeah. And friends that are happy for you, that you're in love and that you're moving on with your life. Like, girl, I used to go out and party constantly. Like, I really like. Went in.
What were your big party years? Because mine were in college, in high school.
I missed that whole thing.
Right.
Because I didn't go away to college. And when I was like 21, I started going on the road.
When was you were 21 when Girl Code popped off?
Yes.
That's so young.
It's so young.
That's
so
young. Because like when I was 21, I mean, that's like what I've, 21 to me is handing in your fake ID and getting a real ID.
Right.
I remember that really well. And I remember, do you remember your 21st birthday?
Yeah.
I remember I was supposed to go out, and I went over to my mom's with a bunch of friends, and we drank margaritas, and we all got so drunk, we couldn't go out.
Yeah.
And then I passed out in the back room at my mom's apartment, and I threw up, and then I couldn't find the throw up. And then I was like,
your mom
cleaned it. No. I wish. I was like, Mom, I threw up. I don't know where it is. And she was like, well, this is weird. And then we were driving to Maine that day, and we were in a liquor store so I could buy liquor for the first time. And then I looked at my jacket, and I had thrown up on the back of my jacket. And so I had to be like, Mom, I found the throw up. And she was like, Jesus Christ. It was bad. So thank God I wasn't like.
It sounds bad.
Yeah, that was bad. And also I'd been in the car.
You don't have to say it was bad.
Just guess what, guys? That was weird. Like, I remember throwing up in the back. And then I was like, where the fuck is the throw up? And my mom was like, I didn't see any throw up. I threw up in the back of my jacket.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Mm-hmm. You were on the road then.
I was on the road. And then I had a couple, I want to say like my party years were like, actually when I was a little bit older. Like, I think when I was about 24, I want to say 24 and 25, I went in. I went in.
Wacky Willy Dildo time.
I was like getting so sickly drunk.
Yeah,
like,
it's just like
just
when you're
all the time, like going out to like just a mess. And I was like, it had a lot to do
in.
With a lot of different things. It
right.
had to do with like I was in a depression. I was really sad
single.
About shit. I was single. I was like, I don't even fucking. I just want to go out and party. Going
and
out and partying is fun.
And you're going. And you're in New York too.
Yeah,
that's like prime time.
But you get to that point, it's like you hit a wall. You're like, this is not my life anymore. You try and go like, if I go out with my friends, like me and my best friend, if we go out for a drink, we're tired at 10
right.
p.m.
You're not trying to do a bunch
we're
of shots.
We're like, where are we going to eat
right.
when we leave here? Because,
totally.
Like, that's what it is.
Totally.
You go for a couple of drinks. You're not getting blacked out, wasted.
Start taking shots with strangers.
Yeah.
I mean, it does sound lovely, but also.
It's nice every once in a while when you get to a certain age, but that's some bullshit if your friends are trying to get you to do it. It's like they need to figure their shit out.
They're
more
trying
than,
to check out.
Yeah, more than you need to
and
figure
man,
your shit out.
And man, is it expensive.
Out.
I don't understand how I used to spend so much money in going out. Like, truly.
Yeah. And then I don't understand. I don't know either, because I never had much. Like, yeah. when I was young, like, when I was, like, even, I mean, for, like,
in
the
high
first...
school, I smoked tons of weed, and I would work in the summers, but I don't know where I got the money during the school year.
Yeah.
I think I was spending my, well, I know I was spending my allowance on it. Sorry, Dad. My dad That's used to give right. me allowance to, like, go to Cute. Movies and, like, get
right,
snacks
like,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to the blazing.
Yeah, and then I would just get weed. And he's a math teacher, so he would put the money, like, this is your lunch budget, this is going to movie budget, this is for gas money.
Cute.
Really, I was a lucky kid, and then I would take it all out of the little envelopes and put it in a pile and go buy weed.
I can't believe you smoked weed. I cannot imagine
you
smoking
in high school,
weed.
I smoked a lot of weed.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at smoking weed. I've never have been, like,
in
anti-
Maine.
Weed.
Everyone smokes weed in Maine.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Everyone smokes weed in Maine.
We have a little question here that just came.
Oh, and she did a Fuck, Marry, Kill of the Simpsons, too.
Oh, right.
Right.
Let me find it. Joy.
I like that you're drinking your coffee out of a straw,
fuck,
too.
Fuck, Marry, Kill. I know. I feel so sacrilegious using a straw, though.
Oh, I know. It's
when
counterband
I was in
now.
LA, when I was in LA, I like was at a restaurant and I asked for a straw, and they pretty like, much should have just said,
get out.
Why don't you fucking leave?
Oops.
Because they were like, a what? I'm like, bitch,
right.
You don't even know what a straw is anymore.
Don't play dumb
you,
right
you
now.
Did, that's not even in your.
A
it's
what?
Not even in your
a
recent
straw, motherfucker.
Memory.
Yeah, don't
you,
play dumb with me.
Don't act like you
sucky,
didn't
sucky,
drink
sucky
out of
away
a
from the cup.
Fucking Capri Sun
yes.
when you were a kid, or a juice box.
Oh, Capri Sun, everything wrong in that little
I understand,
satchel.
I understand why straws are bad. I understand why plastic
no, why
is bad.
Straw? I'm drinking out of a plastic cup
because a like, lot every all plastic is bad because it never biodegrades.
Right,
it's
but why
never,
are they pinpointing straws?
They're
like, there's
pinpointing
so much
straws because they're very like commonly used, and
right.
we go through so many of them, and they end up in the ocean if you don't recycle. Like most of the time, a straw, like if you have a paper cup, a plastic straw is not going to get recycled.
Right.
But that's everything. Like this lid is plastic.
Yeah, this whole cup's plastic. Why are we demonizing the straw portion?
Exactly.
So
and I'm like, sometimes if I'm at a restaurant, listen, if you have a problem with plastic straws, get fucking paper ones and
totally.
I'll drink out of that.
Absolutely.
But don't not give me the option. I'm not going to put my mouth on a gross cup at a restaurant.
Right.
Yikes.
Yikes. You fucking people.
I never want to do that. I always need a straw. Like I have.
I worked in a kitchen and I did not keep my
hands
clean.
I have metal straws, like a couple of them that I bought.
Do you? That's smart.
And I usually will have one in my purse that
smart.
I could just use.
Whip it out.
Yeah.
Pop it in.
Exactly.
Smart.
But to me, I'm like, don't make me feel like an ass.
Right.
Don't make me feel like I'm saying something racist.
Yeah, like, please.
Yeah.
Right. Did you just say the S word?
I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. A what? I was like, a straw, bitch. Don't look at me. Fucking a straw. Why are you going to act like you don't even know what that
She's
is?
She's like, oh, they're right here. I literally just didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh. Fist fight me.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Fuck, Marry, Kill. Krusty the Clown, Homer, and Barney. Not Bernie.
Does she mean Bart?
Barney from The Simpsons. Wait, what does that mean, not Bernie?
Does she mean not Bart?
Barney is the drunk guy, right?
Oh, I guess I didn't watch
Barney,
The Simpsons close enough.
Oh. Barney is the drunk guy that's, like, always out at the bar.
Okay, let's see.
With Homer. This is
oh,
Barney.
Thank you. Oh.
Yeah.
So Barney.
I don't know who Bernie. I can't picture Bernie. Okay, so Krusty the Clown. You know who Krusty the Clown is. Homer.
Yeah.
And Barney. Okay. I'm gonna.
Slim Pickens.
Also, you know I love The Simpsons. I have a huge
Simpsons
collection
are great.
Of Simpsons
Did
toys
you watch
and,
King of the Hill?
Memorabilia. No, I never was into King of the Hill. But I appreciate it. I love all cartoons. I'm gonna marry Homer because I just think he's funny, and I feel
he's
like he would make me
too.
Laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
he's
not,
like, used
he's
to
too,
it.
Like, lazy and tired to be cheating on
True.
Me all the time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm probably going to marry him. Then I'm going to probably fuck, well, you can't really fuck Barney because
Yeah, but you can't have
he's
fuck
gonna,
the clown.
He's going to be too drunk. Like,
right.
he can't even, there's no way he doesn't have whiskey dick every
But I don't
day.
Think clowns even have sex.
Clowns could have sex, for sure. Ooh. Clowns could have sex. I mean, do I want to do it? No. Do I have to? Yes.
Yes.
Because I'm killing Barney.
Right.
So I'm going to fuck Krusty. And you know what? He might surprise me. He's Clown's true. Got a lot of darkness.
That's true.
Clowns would be
they're
down
crying
for
under
whatever.
That mask. Yeah.
They would never be judging, like, oh,
that's
you
true.
Know, they probably
they better
very
not be anyway.
Open sexual partners. Right. And if they are, it's like, oh, really? You're going to judge me? You're a fucking clown.
Yeah, put your red nose back on.
You're
and
a
go
clown.
Outside.
Yeah, go put on your giant shoes
yeah.
and walk around.
I knew an adult clown, actually, and I knew, and she was like in like alcohol
oh,
recovery.
She.
It was she. Yeah, she had 'kay. A clown business. She,
yeah.
like, rented out other clowns. I guess they're
sure.
called the pimp. She rented out other clowns.
She was a clown pimp.
She was a clown pimp. And they would go to a birthday party. And she asked me, she was like, would you ever consider getting into clowning? And I was like, no. And she's like, oh, I need a clown for an Upper West Side
saying
birthday party.
Clowning sounds sexual.
I could have been misunderstanding it. And maybe it was a sexual thing. But they'd rent them out for, like, bar mitzvahs and stuff.
Yikes.
I think that's a job that I could do, actually, if comedy
no,
doesn't work out.
No, don't say it. Don't put it into
oh,
the
yeah,
universe, because
yeah.
then it might actually happen.
Oh, God. Because...
Although I would support you in anything you do, Emma, I would, like, if you were a clown, I would go to
oh,
those,
God,
like, little kids' birthday parties, and I would cheer you on.
Oh,
but
be brutal.
I don't think you would be a good clown,
yeah.
if I'm being honest.
I
although,
don't think so, either.
I just...
I'd mess up the balloon animals and then be like, shit!
Yeah,
and be like,
I would.
What clown? What did you yeah. just say? And I'm like, who are you calling a clown?
I'd
like,
accidentally blow myself up because I was
totally.
Smoking near the balloon tank.
Like, these clowns are bad.
The clown died at her first party.
She was dark. I think I would have the exact same. I would do the same ones as you.
Exact same situation.
Same ones.
Do you want to do one more?
Let's do
we
it.
We have about, let's see if there's one up in here that, up in here.
Up in here.
Wow. Y'all gonna make me lose
shooting
my
up
mind.
Up the club.
Up
in here.
Okay. This one has a fuck, marry, kill at the end of it. Wait, let's see. I really like that you guys... Oh, my God. So crazy. This one has Simpsons characters in it, too.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. So we're going to do this one.
That's parallel thinking.
Parallel
universe,
yeah.
And you're right about putting stuff in the universe because I actually watched The Secret.
Oh, okay.
2 nights ago.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
No.
I watched it 2 nights ago, but I did that thing. Do you ever tell someone to watch a movie and then you fall asleep while you're both watching
constantly.
It? Yeah, I did that, and I made such a big deal out of watching it, and then I fell asleep, and then she was like, do you want to just go to bed? And I was like, and I don't remember this, but apparently I kept snapping awake going, no, I'm watching it. Isn't it good? And then I would fall asleep.
Yeah. You're
really
every
obnoxious.
Guy I've ever dated.
Is that a guy
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, you're every man
like,
I've ever dated.
She was like, can we
dated.
Just go to sleep? And I was like, no, it's good, right? And then she was like, you're asleep. And then I would go, no, I'm not, and then fall back asleep. And she said this went on for about an hour and a half.
You are every man I've ever dated.
That's so interesting. That's a guy thing.
That's such a guy thing.
Well, that makes
I mean,
me feel
I
great.
I fall asleep during movies sometimes too, but like a guy. But if I fall asleep and my boyfriend's like, oh, do you want to just go to bed? I'll be like, yeah, Manny.
Right.
You know?
That was not. I put
guys.
Up- I like I was like yelling. She was like, you never yelled at me before. She was like, and you. She was like,
yeah.
She was like, at one point you were like, kept waving your hand going. I guess like sibling like right it's good. She was like, you just kept going like it's good right and then we fall asleep.
It's so weird guys trying to convince girls that they're awake.
Like, yeah, that's
like
what
my
I was doing.
Like I was like,
because I go, no, I'm awake. And she go, you're asleep.
Yeah.
And I go, no I'm not. And
then
she's
like, crazy.
You're asleep. And I kept my head kept hitting the back of her head like I kept like falling on her. And then she was like, Emma, you're asleep. And then we would repeat itself.
Yeah, I was talking to my boyfriend the other night. We were laying in bed, and then I was like, oh, shit, you're sleeping. Like, I didn't realize, because I was, like, facing the other way. Like, just
that's what
I said
we were
something,
doing, yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, you're sleeping. He's like, no, I'm not. And his eyes were closed.
Right.
I go, then why are your eyes closed? He's like, I'm not sleeping. My eyes are open. I go, I'm looking at you, and your eyes are closed.
No.
And he's like, they're open. I see you. So I gave him the finger. I was like, you can't see me. Your eyes are closed.
That's so funny.
Okay.
Man, one stuff.
But yes, about putting things into the
yeah,
universe.
So
I very, very strongly believe in that.
I'm
I
not
don't like
be a clown.
Practice, you know, very many things, but I am interested in like Wicca and,
yeah, manifest
and
your,
manifesting
yeah.
and stuff like that. So books on it are so interesting to me. It's very real. Okay. Emma and Carly, I fucking love you girls and this podcast. Love you too. I'm going to cut to it because your girl needs help. I'm 24, living in New Jersey, and I have this guy. He was my first and only boyfriend. We dated for 6 months when I was 18, broke up, hooked up time to time, and we lost touch for about 2 years. In January of 2017, we started to hang out again, started hooking up, and it was great. Our sexual chemistry is insane, and we really vibe with each other. Last summer, he told me how much he loves me and that he started to introduce me as his girlfriend. Mm. I freaked. I kind of called the whole thing off because I didn't feel the same. We didn't talk for a while, then slowly but surely started hooking up again. And fucking shocker, he still is totally and madly in love with me. I really want to feel the same, but it feels forced. He's a little bitch when he...
Jesus Christ. Women are brutal. Women are so brutal. Women are just as bad as men. I mean, so the funny. Power dynamic's different, but Jesus.
I read things before they, like, transfer in my brain. He's a little bitch when he's drunk, and it really turns me off from him. You want to know what, though? I get it.
What does that mean, a little bitch when he's drunk?
Let's see if she explains. Okay. Also, I've never dated anyone else. I've only had very few one-night stands, no real dates. Basically, I want to feel... I feel like I haven't lived the love life I want. Mm. He loves me so much, but I just don't feel the same way. What do I do? Oh, also, I'm totally in love with one of my best friends, but he has absolutely no fucking clue, and he has a girlfriend. Mm. I legit would marry him tomorrow. Basically, I'm a mess. I have a guy who loves me, but I don't love him. I love my friend, and he has no idea. Please tell me what the fuck a girl is supposed to do. All love. Okay, first of all, the guy with the girlfriend, get him out of your head.
Yeah, get him out of your
You're
head.
You're romanticizing something that isn't attainable.
Totally. And it's not even, you don't even know what he would be like if he was single. Yeah. Yeah, you have no idea.
You're romanticizing him. You're like, right. You're thinking of it, but if you were confused with him at the end of the day, girl, he's going to put wet towels on your bed. His fucking socks are always all over your house. Right. Like, he sucks.
Right.
Okay? Convince yourself about the towels and the socks.
Right. I got to pick up a towel.
Just get that out of the way. Don't think about him if he has a girlfriend, because then if you ruin his relationship with his girlfriend, that's really bad karma for you, and it's going to end really badly.
Yeah, totally. Especially if he's happy, and if he's not happy, it'll run its course and see what happens.
Exactly.
But if he's happy, just don't even.
If they break up, jump on it. But
and you might just see that they have the relationship that you kind of want. So mm-hmm. maybe you're like seeing,
exactly.
like, oh, I want that relationship. But if you were with him, you wouldn't have it.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's too bad about the guy.
It's too bad about the guy. Have you ever been in this situation where you feel someone really loves you and you don't really love them?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, me too.
And then also, there was this one person that was so great. She was really great, but I wasn't that into her. Mm. She was so nice. My parents, she was a fitness instructor back in Boston. She was the nicest, and I was like, oh, I would ruin your life. My parents were like, oh my God. But they were kind of like, do you like her? And I remember, I knew, I was like, this would not.
Sometimes you're trying to convince yourself, like, there's people who I've dated that I'm like, oh,
she
you're
never
the whole.
Smoked a cigarette in her whole life.
Wow. Yeah, it's not going to work out.
Among other things.
There's people where I've met or dated, like, briefly, where I'm like, oh, you're the whole package. Like, mm-hmm. you're the ideal thing that,
like,
on
paper.
Like, I wish
I could.
Yeah, on paper, you're the thing that anybody would want.
Right.
Like, you're not crazy. You're a nice person.
Right.
You're thoughtful.
Yep.
You have your shit together. You don't have any fucking drug problems.
And what if you had good sexual chemistry? Because me and that person had great sexual chemistry, too.
And even with that mixed in, sometimes it's
Something's just not right.
It's your like chemicals don't mix.
Or it's like your darkness doesn't match up. There's gotta be something where it's like you're like you can like really go a lot of places with them. You can't feel like they're gonna judge you if you go someplace.
And I will say this, when, because it's gonna happen, but when you meet the right person, there's no maybe about it. It's never like, oh, maybe I can love this person if I really try. You don't have to try and love someone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know when you know, and that's it. Like, it's also sad when in this particular situation, I've been in this situation before, because you don't want to hurt this guy.
Right.
He loves you, and there's nothing wrong with him for loving you, like, and he's getting hurt.
And the most fair thing you could do would be to say, not going to be in the same page, time to go.
Yeah, I would, and I have before, and it sucks, but you have to just tell him
And don't hit him up when you're lonely because it's not fair.
Yeah, don't hit him up, you know, on that late night. What's yeah, good?
Thinking of you. Yeah, shoot, don't. You want to shoot up the club.
Yeah,
no shooting
come
up
over,
the club anymore.
Come over and bring your gun.
The club.
And
the club's
shoot
cold.
Up my club.
Club's closed. Club's
club
closed for business.
Closed.
Shut it down. The turntable's broke.
Yep.
Go home. Yeah, so try to find a whole new guy.
You got to get it. There's plenty of guys.
Yeah, because there's no way you can talk yourself into liking this other guy. I mean, I wish I could say that there was, where it could be like you, but, and also it doesn't work like that, where you go, well, I'll go meet new people and then I can circle back to him. No, if you met the right person, you wouldn't want to circle back.
Exactly.
I know a couple where one of them had never been with anybody else. One of them had been with a ton of people and then she'd never been with anyone else. And she was like, you know, even though I lost my virginity to this person, like, yeah, I wish I had had more sexual experience, but I can't picture being with someone else. So this is it.
Right.
And they're super happily married.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
And that's, ugh, barf.
But you don't want to be with other people then.
Yeah. And that's it. And you'll find the right person. Who knows when it'll happen. I was dating for like years and years and years. You know, like you just kind of got to go through the motions. And if someone seems more invested in it than you are, you kind of got to let them go. Because the more I always say this and I've said this to you before.
Yeah, you're
about
very good about this. Great about boundaries.
I always say like it's quicksand.
Yeah, it is.
Relationships are quicksand. When they're not going well or you're not seeing eye to eye, you're sinking every day.
Yeah.
Like you get a little bit deeper every day, and the longer you're in it when you don't want to be, the harder it is to get out.
Right.
And the more the
and
both
the less
of
fair,
you
and
hurt.
The more enmeshed. Yeah.
Exactly. Like I'd rather hurt someone in the just straight up and be like, listen, I don't feel the same way you do. If we were just having fun, I would kind of continue this, but it's not gonna work.
Right.
I'd rather that than like be in a relationship with someone and then have to be like, listen, I kind of never fucked with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but it's true. That happens all the time.
And then also if they're like a well-rounded person, they're going to be able to
appreciate the honesty.
It. I mean, it's going to hurt, but it's going to be so much better. Plus they won't have like lingering hate.
Honesty is always the way to go. And I want to say 100% of the time people say, I appreciate you being honest with me. Because it's like, don't treat them like an asshole.
And then not mean. Like, there's like a line. You don't have to be honest.
Of course,
like,
you don't have to say, like, the dick is whack and
right.
I don't, you know.
You could be like, you're great. I just don't think we're ever going to feel the same way. Then don't be like, you're like a bitch when you drink and I want a man that's not like that. Maybe just leave that alone.
A bitch when you drink could mean a lot of different things,
right.
But I kind of get it. There's something.
Does it just mean that they get like really like sensitive or something?
It could mean he's getting sensitive or maybe in this
he
instance.
Gets whiny.
The way that I'm kind of reading into it in this particular situation is maybe like when he drinks, he's like, why don't you like me?
Oh,
like,
that is like a bitch.
Never. I mean, I'm dry thinking about it, and I have my period.
Right.
So got rid of my period thinking about that.
He should have asked before he introduced her as a girlfriend. Don't you think? That should have been a conversation. It'd been like, oh,
and
by the way.
That's why she's scared away. She's like, this isn't what I wanted. I told you I didn't want this. So fucking don't do that to me.
Right. Don't spring it on me in public.
You just tell me I'm your girlfriend.
Yeah, in front of
your
mother.
I've done it.
You have?
No, I haven't done
it. I wonder if I've ever done that.
I usually just say, this is so-and-so.
Me too. Oh.
Like, in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then, and then
you say,
when
you
have
me
the
to
talk.
Introduce you?
I don't even want to have that conversation. Because then it's like, oh, if you want to, say whatever you want.
Right.
Like,
right.
Just, yeah. Okay, fuck, marry, kill. Linda Belcher.
I don't know who that is.
From Bob's Burgers.
Oh.
Or is it Black Belcher? Whatever. Blacker Belcher.
I've never seen Bob's Burgers.
Oh, it's so good.
Really?
She actually, Linda reminds me a lot of my mom, the
really?
Character. Yeah, she's always like, what are you guys doing on it? All right. Like, that's literally my mom.
You should have your mom pick some fuck, marry, kills.
I want my mom to be on an episode, she would love to
be
on an episode.
Elated and honored.
She has been on some bullshit lately where she... I went on this whole Instagram rant about how my mom buys a lot of her clothes at CVS.
Which was so funny.
And
she showed her little flip-flops
and she
stuff.
Was like,
she
proud.
Was like, what?
She was like, $7.
Right, which is a good deal for flip-flops.
Which
actually, my mom's gotten flip-flops at CVS.
My mom buys most of her.
I didn't know they sold other clothes besides flip-flops.
They do. And you know what? CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, she's going clothing shopping there. Mm. She keeps sending me pictures every few days. She'll be like, I'm at CVS again. They're having a sale. And she'll show me like shirts.
She might be addicted.
She's addicted. That's where I get my like shopping thing from. Like my mom shops.
She loves shopping.
My mom shops and I shop.
Right.
Like I really.
And then CVS will sneak up on you because she's probably not spending a ton of money each time. But also how many shirts from CVS can you have?
Pants, dresses. They sell a lot. Ponchos, wow. I believe.
I'm sure ponchos.
So Linda Belcher or Belker. Whatever
she is.
I can't read. Marge Simpson and Lois Griffin. Lois Griffin is Lois from Family Guy. Peter's wife. You've never seen. Emily doesn't watch TV and TV is my life.
Okay. Linda Belcher. And then what was the other one?
Marge Simpson.
Okay.
Know
that
one. Who you
know. Yeah.
Lois Griffin. L-O-I-S. I'm going to probably. Ooh. I'm going to marry Marge.
Me too.
Because she's wifey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fuck Lois because I feel.
She looks the most innocent in a way.
Lois?
Yeah.
I think Lois has like some like bite to her though.
Yeah.
Like Lois would like. She's down for whatever.
Right. You don't want to be having sex with Marge.
Linda's probably the most innocent.
Right.
Well, no, you want to have sex with Marge, too.
Ooh, that voice.
Hey. Hey. Her voice isn't as bad as mine.
That's not true.
Imagine me having sex.
That's not true. You don't sound anything like Marge Simpson.
Yeah.
Have people said
worse.
That?
No, I sound worse.
No.
People have told me I sound like a bird.
Who?
A cartoon bird.
Who said that?
I got off stage once and someone said, you know what you should do? You should look into this. You should be a bird.
Oh, Jesus.
I was
Jesus.
Like, for a living?
A bird.
They were like a cartoon bird. I was like, I would love, first of all, I would love to be any type of
bird. Let me know what birds are hiring because.
Yeah. Let me know what aviaries are hiring so I could just be a bird.
Oy. I think
imagine
I would.
Imagine me in a bird cage. Just me taking it so literally and just going
pretending
to, the zoo
to be a bird
and
being
what's
up a bird. With that bird.
Yeah,
it's a rare Italian bird. I guess I would marry Lois. I can't kill Marge. I'd marry Marge, have sex with the one that's not Lois, the one with brown hair,
Linda, and then kill Lois.
Honestly, I think I would marry Lois and have sex with Linda, but I don't want to kill Marge on principle.
You can kill Marge.
And then kill Marge.
You got to kill who you got to kill. And we learned this the hard way.
Yeah, it's true. Sacrifices.
So thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for tuning in. If you want to send us questions, you can email us at secretkeepersclub@gmail.com. We cannot express.
Thank you so much. And rate and subscribe.
But yes, rate and subscribe. We cannot express how appreciative we are of you guys tuning in and telling your friends and sharing it on your Instagrams. We're so happy that you guys like this. This is something
thank you.
That
it's so fun.
This is like our favorite thing to do.
Totally.
This isn't our job. This
right.
isn't our like any type of like. You know,
we're doing it for fun.
We're doing it for fun, and we love to do it. So the fact that you guys love it makes us so happy.
Recognized and appreciated.
Yes, and keep on listening, and we appreciate you. Until next time, thanks
for
tuning in. Bye.